T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Pony Express.
Tyler is, he's a freak, man. I've followed him since he was a sophomore in high school and just think the world of him and what he can do on a football field. And I've never seen one better in high school, and he's starting to show it now at the college level. And I don't have enough good things to say about him. He's phenomenal. I've never seen him have a poor outing, not one, which at quarterbacks, it's impossible to do, but he's done it. I'd take him with the first pick of the draft if I could. I know he's signed up to play baseball, but he is a dominant football player, and I would take him with the first pick.
And coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio, Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience is the Pony Express. A holiday edition for those of you who celebrate Easter. Thanks for finding me today as you mosey about and begin your holiday festivities here on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 206, the radio.com app, cbsportsradio.com, wherever you are listening on your local affiliate on a traditional radio, FM or AM frequency today. We appreciate you finding us. And you heard Cliff Kingsbury there, comments that were made by the then Texas Tech football coach last fall before his team's game against Oklahoma, when he said, "I'd take Kyler Murray with the first pick." Never thought in his wildest dreams that he would be in a position to put his money where his mouth is. But here we are. It's draft week. It's the Sunday before the first round of the NFL draft in Nashville, and the Arizona Cardinals are on the clock. And everywhere you look, every outlet you read, every mock draft you consume, says that Kyler Murray is going to be the first pick. You want to bet on this in Las Vegas? You can, actually, believe it or not. You can bet on anything. You bet on this in Las Vegas. Kyler Murray to be the first pick is minus 650. So what does that mean? It means that you'd have to bet $650 to win 100. He is an overwhelming favorite to be the first pick. Kingsbury wasn't kidding. The Cardinals have given this franchise over to a former Big 12 coach who couldn't produce a winning record in his time there, but he produced Patrick Mahomes, and Baker Mayfield started his college career at Texas Tech. So that's why Cliff Kingsbury is in this position where he's more coveted by NFL teams, or at least one, than he is college teams. The question becomes, should the Cardinals draft Kyler Murray and dump Josh Rosen? Is it a wise decision, and is it the right call to do something that is completely and utterly unprecedented? This has never happened before. A team picking a quarterback in the top 10, turning around the next year and taking a quarterback with the first pick in the draft, giving up on a top 10 pick after 1 year at the sport's most important position because you've had a regime change. And that's not entirely true, though. The GM who picked Josh Rosen is still employed by Arizona, Steve Keim. He's also the same general manager that dumped his head coach, Steve Wilks, after just one season. So the Cardinals are pretty much a dumpster fire. But are they in position to erase a lot of their mistakes and redeem themselves with this pick? That's the question on everybody's mind. Is this the right decision? They're going to do it, but are they making the right call? Picking Kyler Murray over Josh Rosen. This, for me, is a very emotional pick. And I always caution people when they have an important decision to make and they're applying more emotion than logic. This screams to me, this yells out to me, a move that is more personal than business. A move that is more personal than business. Cliff Kingsbury's preference is Kyler Murray. Now, why is that his preference? Because I think there's a personal relationship there. Kingsbury, you could hear it in that clip we played. It sounds like even though he didn't get Murray to Lubbock, even though he didn't get him to Texas Tech, Kingsbury likes pointing out that he's been on the trail, that he was scouting Murray and watching Murray at a very young age. He makes the ridiculous statement, I've watched him play since his sophomore year, and I've never seen him play a bad game. He's made Kyler Murray out to be invincible. He's made him sound like he's a perfect quarterback. If Cliff Kingsbury coached in the SEC last year, if he was Vanderbilt's coach instead of Texas Tech's coach, he wouldn't want Murray. He played in the same conference. He scouted the guy. He had to coach against the guy. So there is a personal attachment there. His preference is Murray because he's watched a lot of Murray. He probably wanted Murray. So he gets a second chance now. He couldn't get him to Texas Tech, but he can get him to the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray picked football over baseball, famously. Murray was a top 10 pick by the Oakland A's. He was a first-round pick with a multi-million dollar salary. He was all set to go play baseball. His agent was Scott Boras. Go back and look it up. In December, after the Heisman Trophy ceremony, Boras was quoted as saying, hey, Murray had a great run, but it's on to baseball. Kid has a change of heart. He's able to get out of the deal. And now he's skyrocketed up to the top of the draft board. He made a decision that some players and some kids wouldn't make. Why risk your body playing football when you've got millions of dollars guaranteed to baseball? That right there showed, once and for all, how much Kyler Murray loves football. He's a football junkie. You don't love the sport. You don't have a deep appreciation and a deep affection for the sport and play baseball. Murray made a decision that was half heart, half brain. He knew that he would be a high pick. He's going to gamble a little bit because football is a more physical, violent game. The money's there. The money's right. The safer option was probably baseball, though. And I think scouts and coaches love that. They don't have to question Kyler Murray's commitment or love of football. On the other hand, Josh Rosen has been labeled the exact opposite. Has other interests other than football. His dad was a surgeon. His mom a magazine editor. He has humanitarian interests. He is well-read. He's well-rounded. Football isn't his only passion. And that rubs people the wrong way. Mike Lombardi, who used to run the Cleveland Browns and the Oakland Raiders, worked for Bill Belichick in New England, had this to say about Rosen, quote, he might like humanitarian work more than football. Peter King on Rosen at UCLA. He questions authority and teammates roll their eyes at him. Parents are Ivy League educated, grew up with money. Football's not the only thing he cares about. So this is an emotional decision. I think Cliff Kingsbury is about to do something totally unprecedented because of love. He loves Murray. Murray loves football. They'll dump a quarterback who might not have the same level of passion, even though, let's face it, Josh Rosen is a better bet to be a good NFL quarterback. All the signs point to that. Things you can actually measure. I mean, things that aren't heart or passion or stick-to-itiveness or want to. You know, things that we can actually put you on a scale and measure, or grab a measuring stick or measuring tape and measure. Josh Rosen has more NFL measurables than Kyler Murray. If you line both guys up and you didn't know anything else about the player, you just had two guys in a room and you asked scouts, pick one to be your quarterback, they're going to take the guy who's 6'4", 220, over the guy who's 5'10". Every time. Josh Rosen, if you look at his numbers last year, there is a very strong case that if you pair him with a quarterback-centric or oriented coach like Cliff Kingsbury, that he will be much better this year. In his first NFL season, his offensive coordinator was fired after 6 weeks. His coach was a defensive coach who was so bad he was fired after one season. Josh Rosen's numbers in year one at Arizona were much better than Jared Goff's numbers in year one with LA. Josh Rosen's passer rating last year with the Cardinals was better than Eli Manning in his first year with the Giants. No other team would give up on Josh Rosen. But the Cardinals are, and for the wrong reasons, the right thing to do, the absolute right thing to do here, would be to trade the pick. Would be to trade out of the first pick and stick with Rosen. The last time a team traded the first pick, 15 years ago. The Chargers and Eli Manning to the Giants for Phillip Rivers. The Chargers got a lot back in that deal. They got a third-round pick in that draft. They also got a first-round pick the next year. They used that first-round pick on Sean Merriman, who ended up being a Pro Bowl outside linebacker. If you're the Cardinals, you're forcing the issue. You don't need a quarterback, but you want this one. And you want this one because your coach, who probably didn't deserve the job in the first place, has had an obsession on Kyler Murray since Murray was 15 years old. It's a dumb decision. If Kyler Murray looked like Andrew Luck, you could convince me otherwise because you could obviously make the case that the player was a once-in-a-generation player. Kyler Murray is not that. He might be good, he might not. But his size tells you he is absolutely a wild card to be a great NFL quarterback. So why do you do it? Because Josh Rosen rubs people the wrong way. Because he wears a cap to a golf course, a Trump golf course, no less, that says F Trump on it. Because he has thoughts on politics, religion. He's well-rounded. He's well-read. So, of course, the football junkie wants a football junkie, a kid that gave up millions of dollars to play the sport. So that's where we'll start today's show. You've heard my strong feelings on it, and now I'm ready to hear yours. I think it's stupid what the Cardinals are about to do. It's pretty consistent with their franchise's history, don't you think? They've never been able to get out of their own way. For 100 years, they've been a disaster. They've moved from Chicago, St. Louis to Phoenix. They sucked last year, and they're probably going to suck again because of this trade, or because of this pick, and because of the trade of Josh Rosen. The no-brainer decision is to keep Rosen and trade out of the pick and build up a treasure chest of picks, but they just so happened to hire a coach who coached in the Big 12, recruited Kyler Murray, and is now fixated on the guy. So what would you do? You think the Cardinals are making the right call? Because I don't. Would you draft Murray and dump Rosen? Yes or no? You watched Murray play. You watched him win the Heisman Trophy. You tell me what you would do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. 4227. If you're chicken to call, you don't want to give me your thoughts on the telephone, you can tweet me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, at CBS Sports Radio. Would you draft Murray and dump Rosen? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I bet you study the draft and pretend like you know a lot about it. So let's get your thoughts on it next. I'm Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. And that's brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. It's draft week. The Cardinals are on the clock, but they've already made up their minds. They lied through their teeth about their commitment to Josh Rosen. They've praised him to make his trade value consistent. You know, if the team that picked him 10 overall rips him publicly, that's just dumb. So we know what's going to happen. Rosen's in limbo. They'll take Murray Thursday night with the first pick, and then we'll start the clock on a Rosen trade. And I actually feel bad for Josh Rosen, because this has never happened to a top 10 quarterback before. There have been highly rated, highly picked quarterbacks that have flamed out after a year or two. Jamarcus Russell, for example, because their commitment to football is not there. We've had quarterbacks that have, in a year or two after being a top 10 pick, flame out because of injury. We've never seen a team in this situation take a quarterback in the top 10 and then pick another quarterback the next year and essentially give up on a guy. The only thing I respect about what the Cardinals are doing is this. You absolutely don't take a player at another position with the number one pick. If you're not going to take a quarterback, you trade the pick. There's more value in trading it than in taking the best non-position quarterback in the draft. Cleveland learned that lesson. Well, they didn't learn it because they never applied it and got better because of it. But Cleveland found this out the hard way when they took Couch their first year back in 99. They picked Tim Couch with the first pick, and they weren't going to, after an expansion year where they stunk, they weren't going to take another quarterback with the first pick the following year. So they picked Courtney Brown, a defensive end from Penn State, who had a very pedestrian career. The history of taking non-quarterbacks with the first pick is abysmal. Very few all-time great. You'd think you have your pick of the litter. Very few all-time great players, non-quarterbacks, have gone number one overall. 10 have gone in the last 25 years. Non-quarterbacks with the first pick. Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, Eric Fisher, Jake Long, Mario Williams, Courtney Brown, Orlando Pace, Keyshawn Johnson, Kajana Carter, Dan Wilkinson. Garrett, I think, is going to be a really good player. Orlando Pace is in the Hall of Fame. Everybody else was a bust. Clowney, good player, not an all-pro. Eric Fisher is an average tackle. Jake Long got hurt. Mario Williams got paid but was a bust. Courtney Brown stunk. Keyshawn Johnson was good, but wasn't a Hall of Fame receiver. Kajana Carter got injured. Dan Wilkinson was just fat. I mean, that's your list of non-quarterbacks with the first pick. So the right move here is to trade out of the pick. You cannot confuse. Here's another thing people do. And I just get so exasperated because we cite statistics and we base picks off of things that really are irrelevant, okay? The idea that because Kyler Murray was the most productive college quarterback, therefore it makes him a great future pro quarterback is preposterous. He played in a great system for quarterbacks. We know that because, yes, Baker Mayfield has turned out to be a pretty good prospect, had a really good rookie year. This is the same kind of system, though, that produced Sam Bradford with the first pick. And if you want me to sit here for the next 60 seconds and go through the list of other Oklahoma quarterbacks who are Heisman Trophy winners or finalists and what they did in their NFL careers, I can. Do not think for a second that because Murray was a prolific college player, it translates into the pros. Have you seen the list? Here's another list for you. How about Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks who were picked number one overall? You want to hear that list? Heisman Trophy quarterbacks picked number one overall. Baker Mayfield, Jameis Winston, Cam Newton, Sam Bradford, Carson Palmer, Vinny Testaverde, Jim Plunkett, Angelo Bertelli in the 1940s out of Notre Dame. One of those guys has won a Super Bowl, Plunkett, and it was after he stunk in New England, got thrown a lifeline by the Raiders, replaced Houston's old quarterback, Pastorini, came in midseason, won a Super Bowl, and then won a second one in L.A. One guy. Testaverde put up numbers but was never great. Palmer, same. Bradford, injured. Newton, probably the next best guy. Jameis Winston, bust. Baker Mayfield, we'll wait and see. If you're Arizona, what would you do? I've made it clear, I don't take Kyler Murray, I trade out of the pick. Josh Rosen is a better NFL prospect than Kyler Murray. And the reason why he's not is because of personal reasons, emotional reasons. Kingsbury likes Murray more than he likes Rosen because he scouted him, he watched him, and he coached against him. They're too close. And when you make an emotional, personal decision, it's usually the wrong one. And that's what we've got here. And Rosen, because he's into politics, he's not the most religious guy. He's had some controversial, critical opinions of authorities and people above him. He's not a popular guy. He's anti-establishment. And that's fine by me, but apparently it's not fine by the guy that's inheriting this team. So I want to get your thoughts. What would you do? This was the big decision. We know what Arizona is going to do. Do you agree with it? At 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Josh Rosen has finally spoken out about his situation. You will hear him in his own words coming up.
This is the Pony Express.
I hope everybody's having a happy Easter. Wherever you're listening, SiriusXM Channel 206, radio.com app. You can even tell Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio. I'll tell you what, my Easter's off to a brutal start. Nothing to do with you guys. I have no problem hosting the show today. It's not like I had a Easter egg scavenger hunt with the kids planned or anything. I don't have kids. Wife texts me all pissed off, all ticked off, because I took her lunch to work today. Now, she has the day off. We went out to dinner last night. So I thought, leftovers in the fridge, I will take them to work. I'm going to be here until 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific. Lunch will fall right in the middle of the show. So during a break, I'll grab something to eat. And now she's claiming ownership over the leftovers, which is weird because if my wife makes dinner, which she does 99.99% of the time, she never wants those leftovers. Those are always left for me. But the restaurant leftovers, I guess, are hers. And this has not been a cordial back and forth so far. This has not been a festive, holiday-inspired back and forth. I've apologized twice, and I have not gotten a "it's okay, I'm all right" text back. Tom, do you have any thoughts on this? You're getting married.
Yeah. I've been there too, especially when it comes to food. You know, that's when it can get real contentious. But I suspect that by the end of the show, she'll come around.
Okay. I mean, at this point, other than saying I'm sorry, I'm not going to pay for food, lunch delivered to her. I think that would be an extreme act of kindness on my part. And I'm a nice guy, but I don't think I'm that nice of a guy. But she already knows that. She's been married to me for 2 years.
It is Easter. It is a good day for an extreme act of kindness.
Yeah, but I don't even think those kind of places are open today, Tom.
That's fair. Did she make it clear that she expected to eat these leftovers?
No, I thought when she said to the waitress, like, you know, you should get this bagged, that was a tacit sign. Like, you know, usually I would just, you know, say, I'm good, you could take this back and throw it out. I thought it was on her part an olive branch to say, hey, why don't you, instead of me packing you lunch for work, why don't you just take this? But I guess I misread the room. Oh, well, screw it. Josh Rosen, that's pretty much the Cardinals' attitude when it comes to him. Screw it. Talking to SITV, this is really bizarre. SITV Sports Illustrated, this media thing they've got going now where you can subscribe for exclusive interviews, which that part is cool. I mean, they're getting access to athletes. They had that Le'Veon Bell sit down a few weeks ago. Well, Josh Rosen went on like this weird, like, road trip with his buddies, and he's firing footballs off into the Grand Canyon, and they're taking pictures on RVs. Like, remember, this guy's made millions of dollars off his first contract, and plus his family's filthy rich. So money's not an object. He can just do like weird, extravagant, bizarre things. And so, of course, he gets asked by a sports journalist about this conundrum. You were dubbed a franchise quarterback by a team last year. You didn't have a good season, but it's really not your fault. And now it appears that the Cardinals are prepared to get rid of you for Kyler Murray. And here's Josh Rosen in his own words on that situation.
I think the season probably went as poorly as it could possibly go. But within that, had an unbelievable time. I think when people talk about, like, you can't listen to criticism or don't ever read articles, like, you have to be aware of what's going on to a certain extent. So, like, I definitely understand the situation. I mean, it's annoying, but, like, it is what it is. Football is a business, and I definitely respect the higher-ups and their decisions. Like, we won 3 games, and each one of those wins, to me, it felt like we won the Super Bowl. And, like, that feeling is so intoxicating, and that's why I just want nothing more than to be a part of a team next year and have the same opportunities to go out and compete. I think, like, the best advice I've ever gotten in life from so many different people is control what you can control, and whatever decisions are made, it's my duty to prove them right if they keep me and prove them wrong if they ship me off.
All right, Josh Rosen on SITV. Weird music, weird dude. I mean, he's just doesn't sound like your cookie-cutter quarterback who talks in cliches. Russell Wilson, who just, you know, got paid a ridiculous amount of money, there's always that, like, chipperness or upbeat cadence when Wilson talks. Like, I feel like Russell Wilson believes that he always has to, like, turn on fake Russell Wilson and impress people with the fact that he's a, aw shucks, we'll get him next time, follow me leader. And that's worked for him. And I think that's what most teams hope they get in a quarterback. But Josh Rosen is just not, he's just not wired that way. And I think weird is fine. I think weird can make players that have to follow a guy uncomfortable. But if they're talented enough and committed enough, that's okay. I don't think anyone would say that Aaron Rodgers is a normal person. Estranged from his parents. He's had ex-teammates come out of the woodwork to rip him. Mike McCarthy had a hard time getting along with him. He's a difficult person to work with. He's prickly. I don't think Ben Roethlisberger is quite as kind of eccentric as Rosen and Aaron Rodgers, but he's had people criticize him for his personality too and his attitude. And both of those guys are headed to the Hall of Fame. And look, when you take a quarterback in the top 10, you're not really putting maybe Hall of Fame aspirations on them, but you are saying that the talent kind of outweighs everything else. And so I think you have a situation in Arizona where you hired a coach in Cliff Kingsbury who loves Murray and hates Rosen and has an axe to grind against Rosen from this perspective. When Josh Rosen was at UCLA, he ripped the system. He ripped the fact that coaches were making all kinds of money, that universities were getting all kinds of contracts from television networks and athletic gear sponsorships like Nike and Under Armour. And Rosen was extremely outspoken about it, was probably, to this point, the most high-profile player. Now, this was not after the fact. This was not once he got done. He didn't say, man, this whole system's BS. He said it while he was there at UCLA. He made the point while he was there. And that's just unheard of. And if you're Cliff Kingsbury, like, he is ripping, Rosen is ripping the establishment. He is attacking you. You shouldn't be making this kind of money when we're not getting paid at all. And so I just don't think that this is a guy that Cliff wants to be around. And I think for that reason, the Cardinals are making a huge mistake. And I want to hear from you. Dumping Josh Rosen for Kyler Murray, are the Cardinals making the right decision? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. The show's called The Pony Express. It's CBS Sports Radio. Carl is in Chicago. He's on the air. Hi, Chicago. Hi, Carl. Welcome to the show.
Happy Easter, Pony.
Hey, man.
Hey, so here's what I would try to accomplish with the Cardinals pick as the GM. I think if they can, I would try to trade down with the one pick, but don't go too far because it seems like maybe the top six or seven defensive players are all on somewhat of an equal level. So I would try to trade down with the first pick and see if anyone else wants to move up, accumulate extra picks, and still try to draft a defensive stud in the first, you know, seven or eight picks. And then give Rosen a shot with the new coach because at least you're giving him a chance because he might surprise you and be good. And if he's good, not only do you now have a good young quarterback that's going to help you in the future, but now you also have a defensive stud on the line that's going to help you build your defense with Patrick Peterson. Now, on the flip side, if Rosen does get a full shot of the season and he's bad, well, then guess what? You're going to be in good position next year to draft a quarterback then when the quarterback class is going to be even better than it is now. And only
yeah,
really
I don't get the rush, and I think it would be hard to even – give up on Rosen after 2 years, but that makes sense. That makes more sense than what they're doing now. I honestly feel this way. If a coach came in to a situation where there was a second-year quarterback who was picked in the top 10, no other team, no other coach would take Kyler Murray first. If Cliff Kingsbury had coached in the Pac-12 or the SEC or the Big Ten, he's not picking Kyler Murray. But he went to Kyler Murray high school football games. He watched his tape. He got beat by him. It's super personal. And Cliff is probably thinking, I might only get one shot at this. If I'm going to win, I want to win with my guy. If I'm going to go out, I want to go down with my guy. I know that Arizona doesn't have patience. They fired a coach after 1 year. So I get where he's coming from. I know why, if I were in his shoes, I would want Kyler Murray too. But it's his bosses need to talk him out of it. That's why they're there. That's why you have a GM, and that's why you have a president, and that's why you have an owner to tell him, look, we understand that you have a bias here. But when we hired you, you knew you were inheriting a first-round quarterback. If you were hell-bent, if you were anti-Josh Rosen, you didn't need to take this job. We could have hired somebody else. Because I have a hard time believing this, that the Arizona Cardinals were so convinced that Cliff was their guy that they decided, you know, we'll just hand the entire franchise over to him. He can do whatever he wants. If he wants to draft the quarterback again, fine. That's going to be a mistake, I'm telling you. Roberto in Miami's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Roberto.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing. First of all, before the draft, you got to remember Josh Rosen and his mind. That's what my hobby is. I like to go over every pre-draft workout and everything on YouTube and look at everything.
Yeah.
Rose believed he was the top quarterback, so he either was going to go to Cleveland, which I don't think he would have liked, but I think he wanted to go to the Jets or the Giants, you know, where he's playing in a big-time city, or even Buffalo, and neither one went. So he didn't want to go to Arizona, but and I could tell, you know, just by looking at the tape, you know, at the draft day, he was kind of disappointed, and his dad said something about, oh, at least there's fishing there, and he was like, whatever. So we were at Miami, we're sitting there, and we were about to pick him. Now, he could have thrown to Stills or Parker here in Miami and had Kenyon Drake as our running back, even though we have a terrible defense. I think he would have taken Miami, but at the last second, Cardinals traded up, got him. Now, Kyler Murray, number one, I'd say here's the thing. You can either keep Rosen, which is probably not a good idea because Rosen doesn't want to play there.
Okay, thank you. You're giving me – thank you. You're giving me ephemeral – you're giving me very – flimsy cases for why Josh Rosen doesn't want to be in Arizona. If he doesn't want to be there, then we would have seen an Adam Schefter or Jason Lockenfor report that he didn't like Arizona from the beginning, and nobody's come out and said that, so I'm not buying it. Coming up next, the NFL schedules are out. The most overrated, overhyped team will be discussed next. Andrew Filippone, The Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.